Maine's recreational marijuana law allows adults to grow up to 6 flowering plants for personal and recreational use. But the legislative committee that is overhauling the law is trying to cut that allotment in half. Steve Missler has more.
Supporters of the proposal under consideration say it would give municipalities more flexibility to craft their own home grow rules. They also say that the larger limit of 6 plants creates extra supply, which could potentially find its way onto the black market, especially if out-of-state traffickers pay Maine landowners to cultivate on their property. They point to the example of Colorado, which originally allowed residents to grow up to 99 plants, but recently slashed the limit to 12 due to concerns about the black market. And Representative Kent Ackley, an independent from Monmouth, says leaving the existing 6-plant limit in Maine could undercut the yet-to-be-launched recreational market.
If we don't, have a regulated marketplace where we can control the supply to a reasonable, rational way and prevent the distribution of these products to folks, young folks, who shouldn't have access to it.
But Representative Craig Hickman, a Democrat from Winthrop, says the proposed change would violate the committee's vow last year to leave home cultivation rules alone. Hickman also challenges assertion that the current limit is creating problems, such as the diversion of legally grown cannabis to the black market.
The problems that we say are happening are still in the atmosphere to me. I haven't seen anyone sit there and document the problem and saying, give me this authority to limit home grow on parcels of tractable land in the state of Maine.
Hickman also questions the idea that 6 plants produces more cannabis than a single person could consume. He says a grower might have a good year and not need to cultivate any more plants for a couple of years after that. Or he says they might have a bad growing season and get a poor yield from the 6 plants. But the majority of the committee voted in support of the proposal. The vote is one of several incremental steps taken by a panel that is attempting to draft an omnibus bill of rules for the recreational market. The larger bill could be voted out of committee by the end of the week, after which time it'll go to the full legislature for consideration. The committee passed an overhaul of cannabis rules last fall, but it failed to become law. Some believe the current attempt also faces long odds, and its prospect for passage could worsen if legal marijuana advocates organize against the proposal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.